Surah 55, Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful. In the name of God, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. The Most Merciful taught the Quran, created the human being, and taught him to communicate. The sun and the moon follow their calculated courses. The plants and the trees submit to his designs. He has raised up the sky. He has set the balance, so that you may not exceed in the balance. Weigh with justice, and do not fall short in the balance. And the earth has he spread out for all living beings. On it and in it are many kinds of sweet fruit and date palm trees, with sheathed fruit trees, and grain having husks and scented plants. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? He created man from clay, like that of pottery, and he created the jinn from a smokeless flame of fire. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? He is the Lord of the two sunrises, and the Lord of the two sunsets. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? He released the two bodies of fresh and salt water. They meet, yet there is a barrier between them they do not cross. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? Out of them come pearls and coral. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? His are the moving ships that float high as mountains on the sea. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? All that is on earth will perish. All that remains is the face of your Lord, full of majesty, bestowing honour. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? Whoever is within the heavens and earth asks him. Every day he is bringing about a matter. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? We will attend you, O prominent beings. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? O company of jinn and mankind, if you are able to pass beyond the regions of the heavens and the earth, then pass. You will not pass, except by authority by God. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? There will be sent upon you a flame of fire and smoke, and you will not defend yourselves. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? And when the heaven is split open and becomes rose-coloured like oil, so which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? On that day, neither mankind nor jinn will be asked about their sins. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? The sinners will be known by their marks, and they will be seized by their forelocks and their feet. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? This is the hell the guilty deny, but they will go round between its flames and scalding water. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? For those who fear the time they will stand before their Lord, there are two gardens. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? Having spreading branches. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? In both of them are two springs flowing. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? In each will be two types of every fruit. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? Reclining upon couches, lined with silk brocade, the fruit of both gardens near to hand. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? There will be maidens restraining their glances, untouched beforehand by man or jinn. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? As if they were rubies and coral, so which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? Is the reward for good anything but good? So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? And below them both are two gardens. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? Dark green in colour. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? In both of them are two springs spouting. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? In both of them are fruit and palm trees and pomegranates. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? There are good-natured, beautiful maidens. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? Fair ones reserved in pavilions. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? Untouched beforehand by man or jinn. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? Reclining on green cushions and beautiful fine carpets. So which of the favours of your Lord would you deny? Blessed is the name of your Lord, owner of majesty and honour. Period of Revelation. The general view is that this is a Meccan surah, though according to some traditions, it was revealed in Medina. Theme and subject matter. This is the only surah of the Quran in which men and the jinn have been directly addressed. Both men and jinn have been made to realise the wonders of God's power, his countless blessings, their own helplessness and accountability before him, and have been warned of the evil consequences of disobedience and made aware of the best results of obedience. This surah clearly points out that the message of the Prophet and the Quran is meant for both men and for jinn, and that his prophethood is not restricted to human beings alone. This is a very famous and much-loved surah throughout the Muslim world. It's unique in the way that God keeps repeating the question, which of the favours of your Lord will you deny? God is asking, what more incredible things have I done that you will be in denial about? How much more can you ignore? Nothing is by coincidence. This surah is a powerful wake-up call.